Victor Hugo wrote, "Have courage for the great sorrows of life and the patience for the small ones. And when you have laboriously accomplished your daily task, go to sleep in peace. We have lost our leading man and our rock of ages. Bill left us on August 8, 2022 at the age of 99. He would tell you that he died of old age. He would tell you that he was born on July 28, 1923 and on the kitchen table at 263 Glebholm Boulevard, Toronto to William George and Blanche Arbeline, Sibert. Bill joined the Governor General's Horse Guards in 1938 at the age of 15 years and served until 1945 in England, North Africa, Italy, Belgium, the Netherlands and returned to Canada at the end of the war. After returning home, he joined the OPP in 1945 and was posted to Mackenzie Island, Red Lake and then to Favorable Lake where he met the love of his life, a pretty, little nurse, Irene Manchel. Bill and Irene were married in Dryden in 1948 and with the OPP were relocated to Ignace, Dryden and South Porcupine, Timmins. Bill was transferred to General Headquarters in Toronto where he served as staff superintendent until his retirement in 1978. Past Master of the Timmins Masonic Lodge and proud member of the Royal Canadian Legion, GGHG and the OPP Association. Bill and Irene made Collingwood their home in 1988 and remained inseparable for 72 years until her passing on Valentine's Day 2020. Beloved father of Olive Irene, Marty, Beauregard and William George, Bill Jr. Treasured GPA of Dane Ryan, Lisa, and Jaden Lee, Stephanie, and GGPA of Cabron, Tanner and Landon. Remembered by his brother Bruce. Predeceased by his brother Bob. Father-in-law of the late Gary Beauregard. Thank you to our family and friends and a special thank you to Bay Haven Retirement Lodge, Eunice Kasawan, Judy Main and especially Catherine Brown. As per his wishes, cremation has taken place. A private family interment service will take place at a later date at the Collingwood Presbyterian Cemetery. With their Lord and Maker, they are now at rest together in their final retirement home. In Bill's memory and with our appreciation, donations may be made to the Collingwood General and Marine Hospital, the Collingwood First Presbyterian Church or the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 63. Friends may visit Bill's online book of memories at www.fawcettfuneralhomes.com.